Sunday, January 16th, was another of those days when we woke up in the middle of the night and were sleepless for a while talking. The greatest balm would be 9 straight hours of sleep. Brendan and I went, just the two of us, to the National City Christian Church. It was bitter cold but bright winter day, and then we hurried home in time to hear Hubert Humphrey on Face the Nation. A rather subdued Hubert, but a plus, I thought, articulate and dignified. Brendan had asked Jack Brooks and the Jake Pickles over for dinner, and we had Mexican food, with Lucy and Pat sitting with us, telling us what it's like to be in boot camp. And now here at Andrews. I used the prerogative of every voter and asked my congressman if he had spoken to the mayor or the governor or DeGuit Greer of the Highway Department about planting the bluebonnet seed at the Austin Airport and about working on the entrances to Austin, particularly the one that comes in from San Antonio over the lovely rolling country where you have the noble view of the Texas Capitol in the valley below you. He had. And he would again, he promised me. During lunch, Lyndon did two of the things that endear him to me. He asked Jack Brooks what he thought about M. Lyndon offering Clark Thompson a job, perhaps on the FDIC, or as an ambassador. There's no doubt Clark has been a liberal, often supporting this administration and the Kennedy one, when one hardly expected it. And my heart is warm to know that Lyndon is thinking about what he, Clark, is facing now and wants to help him. And then he said to Jack Brooks, who was going into the redistricting of Texas congressman with some bitterness, his barbs aimed mostly at John. Lyndon said quite calmly, "Now, Jack, you ought not to get mad at John. I don't think he planned this. It just got by him in the last night of the session. I doubt if he affects that peppery young man, but I hate to see the energy of our young comers dissipated, cutting each other up. The one thing that I long for Lyndon to do is to leave a good imprint, to leave some teaching to the younger men in the Congress and the government with whom he works." Later on, I interviewed a chef, Monsieur Mercier, and then went bowling with Liz. 4 games, my best score, 149, and then back upstairs to read and rest a bit. Lennon had been taking a nap and telephoning, and then it was the nicest time of the day, a dinner I had planned, to be just a quiet, informal talk dinner. Several of the couples I enjoy most, the Freemans, the Udalls, a couple I do not know well and want to, the David Bells, and I was particularly glad that the Humphreys were coming. I have not seen much of them quietly lately. The old line that was used on us increasingly, late 62 and throughout 63, whatever became of Lyndon Johnson, has now been changed slightly to read, whatever became of Hubert Humphrey, and appears increasingly. We both hurt for him, I think. We see it. Front page and editorial page. It's been bad lately. Lyndon passes me a paper, an Alsop column, a Kraft column, a Roland and Evans column, Pearson column, all a sort of a conspiracy of let's cut him up. My best antidote is not to read them. It saves energy for doing something. The Valentis came with Courtney, and she and the puppies were the stars of the evening. Lucy brought in Pat and introduced him all around. Muriel and I talked about what a busy spring and summer we would have with 2 weddings coming up, about the big reception that she wants to give for us, that is, the Congress to give for us, on the west terrace of the Capitol. Lee and Jane and I talked about a tea to gather together, past speakers and possible speakers, so that we could say yes to some of the great flood of invitations, beautification gatherings that keep on coming in. Trudy Fowler has agreed to be the chairman. And I had a chance to listen to David Bell, a most attractive and knowledgeable man. I asked him what were some of the success stories of AID. He said, first and foremost, Taiwan, which we had buttoned up and left. And then Pakistan, where every dollar he believed had been well spent. And Korea, although 10 years ago you wouldn't have believed it could be. Aid in the Dominican Republic sounds like a horror. We also talked of Tony and his trip, one positive result of which was to get freight rates lowered from the handicrafts that they ship from Peru by a sizable amount, and an increased effort with some promise of success to find markets in Europe as well as in the United States. And Stuart and I talked about how we might set about developing the park across from our house. Maybe a trip this spring with some good designers. He spoke of Nat Owens. I thought that was shooting too high. And it was something I really longed to do, to or down the Rio Grande on a raft through the Big Bend country. I found for the first time that most of the land of the Big Bend country had been purchased by private subscription because of the enthusiasm and plain bulldogging of Amon Carter. Until recently, it's been the policy of the government not to purchase land for national parks, but just to accept land for maintenance that has been purchased and donated by citizens. Lyndon in his rocking chair was a relaxed and amusing host. Everybody talked. It was a happy evening. I do feel we're a little closer administrative team because of it. I know that I, at least, feel fond of and close to them. Yes. Earlier in the day, I had talked to Cactus Pryor about the documentary on beautification in Austin itself that he is trying to put together sometime during the spring. He was up here to MC the touchdown dinner, at which 25 people made speeches, poor Hubert arising to deliver his words about 12:15. Cactus, in an introduction, had said that Everett Dirksen was to oratory was what Richard Burton was to sex. One reality of the day in the beauty field was a rather stark, modernistic-looking picture in color on the front page of the Star magazine section of the row-on-row cherry trees planted on the Washington Monument grounds. And one interesting prospect for the future was a request from Look to do a story on the wildflowers around home, the whole countryside, and the little I have done.